Alright, good afternoon everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM Radio. I am the host of this show each Friday here from 2 to 3. My name is Lou McCoy. I'm glad you tuned in. As always, I'm joined in the studio here with Becca Gray. Hi, Becca.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. It's been a long week, but I'm here and I'm happening and I'm rocking and rolling and... We still got football tonight, so I'm getting through it.
And football this weekend. So
and football this weekend.
Life is good, right?
Yeah. Did you watch that Cowboys game?
I did.
Woo!
Did you watch the World Series?
We watched the last game. We watched Game 7.
That's all you needed to watch.
Yeah,
that was exciting, wasn't it? There is nobody working in Chicago today. Did you know that?
No, not at all.
Big parade and
big holiday.
Schools are closed.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's they're going to be trashed.
Yeah.
Don't blame them. Good for them.
Not at all.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So more Dallas Cowboy football coming up. Of course, yep. We're big UT fans in my house, so we'll be watching UT football this weekend.
Who are they playing?
I can't remember who UT's playing. I know who Dallas is playing. Dallas is playing Cleveland.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So
I didn't even know
hopefully
that.
It'll be a gimme, but as long as they don't go, this will be easy, and then completely mess up.
There you go.
Know? It's that attitude.
Yeah, Cleveland's hot right now. They're
I know.
They're actually on the map sports wise. That's exciting.
But we're still number one in the NEC or what is
NFC
it?
East. There you
I
go.
I knew there was an E in there somewhere.
There you go.
I'm learning.
You're getting there. You're getting there. Well, so as we start this show, we've got a great show today. I'm really excited.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, got a couple of great guests. We're gonna have Clint Fiore from Texas Business Buyers here in a little while. He's gonna come in. He's got a new associate in his business, Stephanie Hodges. So we're going to introduce her and talk about their business. And then at the back half of the hour, we have Becky Ertzel.
Cool.
Yeah, she is the director over at the
Riverside Nature Center.
Yeah. Easy for me to say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. And in between, we're going to talk about as much stuff as we can talk about.
Groovy.
Yeah, it is groovy. And I hope everybody's wearing blue today.
I am. I'm wearing
I have
my
on
blue.
My blue. So today... For those of you that are wondering, is First Friday for first responders. And so if you're not familiar with that, we're just all encouraged to wear some article of blue clothing, hat, cap.
Blue jeans count.
Blue jeans count. They do,
that's
don't
right.
they?
Yep.
Yeah, and the weather's now where you can wear your blue jeans, so that's good. Yeah, yeah. I still have my shorts on, though.
Well, that's okay.
Until the last minute.
You're dressed for radio.
I am dressed for radio.
That's right.
Absolutely. So everybody, put on something blue. It's not too late.
No.
Let's honor our first responders.
Mm-hmm.
Great group of men and women that do so much good, not only in this community but
everywhere,
all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah. And we love them and appreciate them and give them more blessings that hope for more blessings for them than what they could ever imagine.
Absolutely.
Because they do so much for us.
Yeah. In fact, I was just over at Gibson's. Doing some stuff for Rotary. As you recall, we had Waverly Jones in last week, who works at the Dieter, but is also a great Rotarian here in town. And in fact, here in just a few minutes at 2 o'clock, they're going to draw out of the squirrel cage a raffle ticket, and actually two winners. We'll have two winners, one for a rifle. Oh, Becca's got, you must be in that drawing. You got your fingers crossed. You got some raffle tickets. Good.
Did.
Thank you. That's right. You did last
That's
week,
right.
I recall. So
I won them.
Yeah. So so we'll have a drawing, and she, Waverly promised she would text me those names. So we'll actually announce those names here in a minute
cool.
if I can
yeah.
multitask and read my phone
sure.
and talk on the radio at the same time. But anyway, I ran into Curtis. I believe his last name is Thompson, but he's the assistant chief of police.
Oh, cool.
And he's agreed he'll come on the show here.
Yay!
Yeah, I've been wanting to have him on to come talk about some of the work that the Kerrville Police Department does, so I was excited to see him.
Well, you brought up Kerrville Police Department.
Yes,
if
ma'am.
I could interject here real fast.
Do I have a choice?
No.
Okay.
it's on topic.
Yes.
But the Kerrville Police Department has very graciously, the Citizens on Patrol and the alumni there have very graciously allowed us, Revolution Broadcasting, to partner with them and do toy drives for Blue Santa this year.
Yeah.
And the Dietert Center has been gracious enough to act as one of the locations. And we've got, I think I've got 10 locations
that's
ready
awesome.
To go already.
Yeah.
I've still got room for more. So if that sounds like something you want to be a part of, what we're doing is we're collecting toys, money for... families who have children age 13 and under so that they can have Christmas dinner, they can have presents, and if need be, clothing if it's that desperate. And it's all being raised through Blue Santa and Citizens on Patrol. But if you want to be a part of it, you can get a hold of me at the station. I'm Becca. Hi.
There you go.
830-896-1230 if you'd like to be a Blue Santa destination.
Very good.
Location.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's a great program. Blesses a lot of people in our community. And you have to qualify to receive that blessing.
That's right.
So that didn't just go out to anybody. It's really people in need. So
that's right.
In fact, I'm going to do we're going to have the Citizens Police Academy Alumni Association on the show here shortly.
Yay.
Which is exciting. So,
I know a member of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
One Miss Kathy Wilson. Who's,
yeah, there's it's a great program. Now, I'm excited to have that show. I think people are going to really learn a lot.
That's going
to
be cool.
A couple of things. I want everybody, you know, one of the things we're trying to provide here is some great information.
Yep.
So I want to recommend that you grab some paper and a pen if you're listening, because I want to give you some information about a couple of businesses and some events that are coming up. We've had a busy week at the Hero Card.
Cool.
Yeah, and I'm totally convinced. I've done enough legwork now to know that people are so excited. Businesses are excited to be a part of it still.
Yay.
And they're participating and just having a lot of fun. So
yeah.
One of those businesses that I just had a great conversation with this week was MG Building Materials.
Nice people.
Great people. Leighton Harold, general manager over there. Mm-hmm. And they loved the program. As I walked in, some of the guys working the counter, guys and girls, were like, yeah, you got a t-shirt for us? And I don't know why they thought I had a t-shirt for them, but they certainly knew the Hero Card, and they were excited. So remember to do some shopping over that. They're you know, that's where the pros buy. That's their logo or
that's
their tagline. And so they offer, if you'll use your Hero Card over there, they'll give you 10% store-wide.
Wow.
Few exceptions. They won't offer that on products they have no margin in, so
right
which makes sense, right? We got to keep them in business. So just go see them. They have a great store there, and just a great team of people. Really enjoy
their customer service.
It's
bar none.
Yeah. I agree, absolutely. So that's MG Building Material. That's 2202 Memorial, and go see them this weekend if you've got a project to do. Another business that's partnering with us again is Holloway Plumbing.
Cool.
Yep, and that's Damon Lewis and his team over there.
Yep.
And again, another great company, just super nice people. I've known Damon for quite a while. I actually coached his son in some baseball many years back.
Cool.
His son is now in college, so that tells you that's been a while. But anyway, Damon's just great. He's excited about the program, and they'll just do 10% off of your invoice for any work done.
Cool.
And so and that's up to $100.
Yeah.
So think about that, Becca. You can buy a card today for $25.
Right.
You need to call Holloway Plumbing because you're going to do it anyway. Use the card with them. Get your $25 back plus some.
Right.
And it would have been worth it.
Absolutely.
So it's just it's a win-win.
Yeah.
And it's that win-win that we've been talking about.
We love the win-win.
We like the win-win. So anyway, that's Holloway Plumbing. You can reach them at 830-896-0890.
Cool.
So see, if you had your pen and paper, you wrote that down, and you have it.
But that's okay, because if you're not where you can write it down, you can always go on KERV1230.com after 3 o'clock today. Find the Hero Card, or the Hero Hour radio show, and click on the on-demand button and listen to it again, and all the information
there
will be there for later.
And you can go to our website as well, HeroCardOnline.com, and you can search the tab Get Discounts, and you can find Holloway Plumbing under there.
Perfect.
And you can also buy that card if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So that is the Hero Card business. I want to follow up on a couple things that we just I thought were interesting from last week.
Sure.
Regarding Rotary.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that Rotary doesn't actually we just promote this. This is, have you heard of the Shelter Box?
No.
Okay, so the website is shelterboxusa.org. Mm-hmm. www. Okay, so the Shelter Box, the reason this is important now, we just had all this Haiti, right? We have a lot of people out of their homes. So Shelter Box is a picture of a big footlocker, plastic footlocker.
Okay.
Right? And inside this, they put as many things for disaster relief. Number one being a huge tent.
Okay.
12-person tent.
Wow.
And then they put a way that you can clean your water, purify your water. There's cooking utensils. There's crayons and coloring books for the kids. There's blankets, sleeping arrangements, and so it's like a home in a kit just almost immediately.
Right.
And so you can actually sponsor one of these boxes for $1,000.
Wow.
And so they have 20 to 30,000 of these heading to Haiti right now.
No kidding.
Maybe already on the ground there. And
awesome.
It's just a phenomenal deal. They also have a box that's just for rebuilding. Maybe your home wasn't completely destroyed. You can just buy this, or not buy. You get given this kit that has tools in it to rebuild your home. So
that's cool.
That's just a really neat. Again, Rotary just promotes that a lot, so I thought that might be interesting.
And what's that website again?
It is www.shelterboxusa.org.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I just want to follow up on, we did not have a trivia winner last week.
Oh, man.
And we were playing, it was Foreigner, I believe, right? It was, yes, it was. Yeah. And it was for the movie. Poor Becca. It was Caddyshack. Yeah, the movie was Caddyshack.
Yeah.
And we've been joined now by Clint and Stephanie. And Stephanie, you know that show. She just shake your head. Yeah, she knows Caddyshack very well. So anyway, that was the answer.
I was trying to help the folks in the studio. I was doing the gopher dance.
Everybody needs to do the gopher dance. So, all right. So I think that's got us up to our first break. We're going to take just a real quick break, introduce some music for this week, and then we'll get back here. We'll be joined by Clint and Stephanie with Texas Business Buyers, and you're listening to KERV 1230 AM, the Hero Card Hour.
Sweet Eileen's never lean, she forgot I hung the moon. And Allison's in Galveston somehow lost her sanity.
And all right, welcome back to the Hero Card Hour. We are now joined in the studio here with Clint Fiore, president and owner of Texas Business Buyers. And I'll let you introduce your guest today, your new partner, Clint.
Sure. Glad you're here. What's up, Lou?
How are you, man?
Good to be here. Good to be here on,
thanks for coming on
the Hero Card Radio Hour. So, yeah, we are in the building where the Revolution Radio is and the KERV studios. Our office is right up at the front. It's called Texas Business Buyers. And my special guest here is named Stephanie Hodges. She is the newest member of the team at Texas Business Buyers. She is our sales support specialist and will be assisting buyers and sellers. Our business, all we do is help people buy and sell businesses all over the area.
Yeah.
And I can't often keep up with demand.
Yeah, that's exciting.
With the amount of inquiries we get and phone calls and emails, and Stephanie has an amazing background in sales and service and has joined the team a few weeks ago and has already made a lot of improvements in that area and is a great communicator. So, Stephanie, welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm very excited. I've known Clint kind of within a circle of friends for a few years now, and knew he was a great guy.
And you came on anyway.
I know. No, I knew he's a good family man. That's really important to me. Loves relationship and business, and business is one of my passions. So I'm very excited about this role.
That's awesome. You made quite an upgrade here. Way to go, Clint. That's great. So you guys are busy.
We are.
Yeah. That's exciting. And I want to clarify something. You do work in the same building as the studio, but we did set this up in advance, right? I didn't just grab you here at the last second.
Oh, it's
right?
Not like...
I gave you like 30 minutes.
Oh, I mean, it's not like I was a fallback for Lou. I was definitely
never do that
number
to you.
One
I'd have you
choice.
On every week.
I wasn't a contingency plan.
Yeah, no, I have plenty of other people I want to use as backups. You're not one of those. So, well, I'm glad you're here. Have you had a good week?
Yeah. It's been a difficult but good week.
What's been difficult?
We have a Dallas broker that passed away last week, unfortunately, and we.
I'm so sorry.
Had to. I was at a service yesterday, and I've kind of been to Austin, Dallas, and all over the state this
been
week, just kind of sorting through everything I had to deal with there, but
we've so sorry.
Been honoring his life a little bit. Mitchell Orlovsky was his name, and so that was kind of the hard thing. The good thing is he's in a better place, and he knew the Lord and was just a great man of God, so we just wanted to be there for him and his family. Sure. But Stephanie, I'm so grateful for her being around, because as I was able to go take care of things and trust that, you know, the office was well taken care of and people were well taken care of here in Kerrville and around the Hill Country.
That's good. So, good timing then.
Yeah.
For that, at least. Yeah. So, I'm sorry about that loss.
We actually had an FM client walk into our front door looking for you guys. And so it's funny because I'm like, she's asking for somebody. You know, of course, I don't know the name. And I'm like, well, we sell businesses. Do you need a business?
So, there you go.
I'm just going to go ahead and take them as I can get them. That was nice.
Off the street, right? Absolutely. That's great. Well, so one of the things that you were sharing as we were talking earlier, you have a real vision for our community here for doing business locally. Right now, I know you go other places where you have businesses listed and people that want to buy business. But what's your vision here? Share some of that with just how you're affecting our community.
Yeah, so I live here in Kerrville. I've lived here for 9 years. I have 4 kids. We love living here. We love raising our family here. We've got a great church that we're a part of, and just great friends. And we're putting down roots here. This is where we want to be. Texas Business Buyers. It's my heart is for it to be a Texas-wide company, and so we have brokers and deal makers across the state, but we're intending to build our headquarters here, where we have all the support team for the brokers, the analysts, because we do business appraisals, and we do business brokerage, which means we're kind of like, imagine a real estate agent that just sold active businesses like a secret agent. Though we don't put signs on businesses, okay. we don't do anything that is so we have an inventory of businesses for sale, but we can't tell you exactly which ones or we'd have to kill you.
That gotcha. Okay.
So our agents, you know, we vaguely describe the area and the industry and the numbers, but until we've screened and qualified and got confidentiality notice assigned, we don't share exactly which business it is that we're representing. So that's kind of a nutshell of what we do. Our field agents are, we do everything confidentially, but we still aggressively market and get the word out about businesses for sale in the area. And so here in Kerrville, what I'm excited about is I was just talking to a commercial real estate broker that I work with named Bruce Strakey. Mm-hmm. And we just realized there's kind of a gap. You know, there's lots of millionaires here, and then there's lots of $10 an hour jobs here for the service economy that right. supports the wealth and the restaurants and the retail and everything else. But it's hard for people to make a living in the middle.
You're right.
And we're trying to help that in multiple ways. One is, you know, one of the best ways is you can buy a business and run a business, be an entrepreneur in that middle space. And another way is we're just creating jobs here at Texas Business Buyers as we expand our business across the state with our headquarters staff here. And so Stephanie is kind of a prototype model of that position that's coming in to have these role players that can have a great salaried position. And learn a skill that can help people across the state. But Stephanie, do you want to share a little bit about your experience? Like, Stephanie's a Kerrville native, and I'd like you went away, right, and then you came back.
Yeah,
and
times, yeah.
tell us. I'd like for you to share your story. Like, how?
Yeah, we'd like to hear that.
Where'd you go? Why'd you come back? And what opportunities, now that you're looking at Kerrville with a fresh set of eyes coming back in, what opportunities are you seeing now?
Sure, I would love to share that. So, yeah, a Tybee graduate. So is my mother. So we're definitely townies, and we have roots here. Great town to live and raise your family. So one of the highlights of my career moves getting out of high school was working for James Avery, to be honest with you. It was, okay. You know, something I had in my mind, is a very prestigious place to be, and I just loved, of course, the product. So I have a lot of James Avery. So I really wanted to work out there. And then I got hired on there when I was about 21 and worked there for about 3 years. And I absolutely loved it. It's out on Harper Road on the outskirts of town. It's a beautiful place to have to work.
What were you doing for them?
I worked in the retail store.
Okay.
And so that was like the highlight of my life in my early 20s. And I just loved it. And so I got married and moved away and moved out of state. And we lived in Indiana, and then we ended up in Houston. And Houston is, I'd really say, where there's a lot more opportunity provided to me career-wise. And so that was a big turning point for me, because growing up in a small town like Kerrville, you're limited to what you have access to. You're right. Limited to the job market. And I definitely did not have money outside of high school to buy a business. So, nor did I really even consider that an option, to be honest with you. So I think that's what's really cool about returning, is that I'd really like to, you know, talk to young people in general, whether they're 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever, and say there's a lot of opportunity here, and there's a lot of opportunity to, you know, go and come back and start something fresh and new and really develop Kerrville to be this really fun place. Great on the river. It's like I said, it's great for family and fun and everything else. So I'm excited to see that develop.
That's exciting. Yeah, the chamber will probably hire you. It sounds like, you know, good promotion for Kerrville. It is a wonderful place to live.
And
I've always said it's wonderful if you can make a living. That's really the key.
So it's exciting to be able to talk to people and really interview them / get to know them, build a relationship, and to hopefully find a perfect match between a city slicker wanting to come out here or a local that maybe never thought about that they could actually buy a business if they just did some really basic fundamentals with their money up front, and then long term, you know, stay and be successful. That'd be awesome to see that happen.
That's fun. Well, I'm a city slicker.
Yeah.
I did. I grew up in Dallas most of my life, and we just really love the small town here.
Yeah.
People know everybody. It's just, it's very unique.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad you're part of Clint's team. I know he is. I know he's thrilled.
Thank you.
So what were you doing when the last thing you did? You were working, shared with me earlier.
Yeah, I was in Virginia, Northern Virginia. I was running a nonprofit for the last year. And then it just kind of kicked my butt, but it was a great learning experience. Bringing in, you know, I kind of joke and say I was a professional beggar, because we don't have a product to give. You're not buying a product, but you're letting people know that there's opportunities out there that really need a resource. And so that's a whole nother animal on its own.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And that was with CASA?
Yes, right? That's right. Court appointed special advocates.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Amazing volunteer basis nonprofit, and it's of course statewide, nationwide, and small programs. And we have one here actually.
Yeah.
So.
Very good.
Yeah.
Awesome. So Clint.
Yes, sir.
Why would I use Texas Business Buyers? What sets you guys apart? I know some of this from being around you, but share with everybody. And we got to make sure that people know how to reach you, too. So let's give out your information.
Well, appreciate that, Lee.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so we're a full-service business brokerage and business appraisal firm. And basically, we help people that are trying to figure out what their business is worth. And
it's a big issue.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, most business owners, they don't know the value of their business.
So kind of our ideal client that we're looking for is the business owner that's been in business for a long time. You've been really focused on running and driving your business year in and year out and making money. But then the kids are gone. You're thinking about doing something else. You're thinking about moving on or retiring. And you've got a successful business, but you don't know how to unwind it from you.
Right.
We can come in and help you figure out a strategy and kind of exit plan. Let's figure out what is it worth today. We'll do a snapshot of the financials and look at it from a buyer's eyes and help you understand how a buyer is going to evaluate your business. If it's in great shape and we think we can get you a great price tag for the business, we'll tell you what we think we can get, and we'll help confidentially market that and bring a cash-in-hand entrepreneurial buyer who has the right skill set and the right pocketbook to come in and take your spot and let you sail off into the sunset, whatever you want to do. Sometimes when we share, when we look at a business from a buyer's perspective, we might say, you know what, you've got a good business, but it is a little bit too wrapped around you right now. We may need to do a little bit of work on it before it's going to be attractive to a buyer. And so that's a specific kind of consulting we do called Value Builder Consulting, where we'll actually if a business isn't quite ready to sell, we'll walk you through that process of getting it ready to sell so that
that's
you can
huge.
Get top dollar for it and put it on the market when you're ready. And so it's just a very specialized niche. All we do is sell profitable businesses to cash in hand buyers, and we have lender relationships. And we, what our biggest claim to fame is, we probably have the biggest buyer database in the state of Texas. We have about 2,500 people in our database right now. Wow. That really respect our the businesses we bring to market. So we have really high open rates on our emails and really high activity on our website.
Fantastic.
Because people know that we only bring the best businesses to market, and they're priced right, and they're ready to go with a serious owner that's serious about selling. And so we don't waste people's time. We find the good stuff, and we connect it to great buyers.
That's
so we
great.
Just connect buyers and sellers is mainly what we do.
That's exciting. And you have another team member, Brad.
Yeah.
That works for you, and he does a lot of the back end type. He's a great analyst, I believe.
Yeah, Brad's a formal, a former commercial banker.
Okay.
And so he's got the amazing analyst chops. You know, he's mean with the spreadsheets and the. Once we have a buyer on the hook that wants to buy a business, Brad can quickly figure out if they've got the financial wherewithal to do so.
Okay.
And if they need to be matched up with a lender or an SBA program or a local community bank, Brad can make that connection, package it up, and help the buyer get into that driver's seat financially. So he's super skilled in that area, and we do all work as a team.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah, you got a great team going. All right, so how would somebody reach out to you? Unfortunately, we're going to run out of time here pretty quick. So
yeah, best way is check us out at texasbusinessbuyers.com, all spelled out, and then our phone number if you'd like to give us a call.
I had everybody get a piece of paper and a pen, so they're all ready.
Okay, get ready. 210-774-6800. 210-774-6800. That's our phone number, or texasbusinessbuyers.com.
Okay. Well, I can't thank you enough for being on. The time goes quick, as you know, so you'll come on again.
Yes. Yeah.
You're shaking your head. That's right. So, and Stephanie, you'll come back with him?
Absolutely.
That'd be great. We'd love to have you and bring Brad on sometime. Mm-hmm. Y'all have a big weekend planned?
Wine share tonight.
Okay. Where's that?
I wish I knew. I got the invite.
Okay. There you go. No help there, but that's all right. There's a wine share in town. Y'all look around until you find it. Clint?
Yeah.
Yeah, Clint too. Okay. Well, listen, thanks again. I have a nice parting gift there for you. That's for you, Stephanie. That's your coffee mug that says the hero card on it. Clint's already got a little swag already, so I'll get him another time. Well, you're welcome. Again, appreciate you being on. We're going to take a quick break here at the bottom of the hour for some news and weather. And, again, you've got the Hero Card Hour on KERB, 1230 AM.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio.
That's a little George Strait, Amarillo by Morning. And you've got the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 AM. I'm your host, Lou McCoy. Glad you tuned in. I got a couple of things to clean up before I introduce our next guest, or at least to tell you about. We do have a winner for the Rotary Rifle Raffle. Say that fast three times. Becca did last week, and she won some tickets. So in case you're listening out there, Jeff Armstrong won the Remington. That was a 12-gauge shotgun, and Steve Appling, I believe I'm saying that right, won the Savage rifle. So congratulations to those guys, and all those proceeds that we raised go to scholarships to help Rotary, so that's exciting. So I got a little George Strait trivia question for you, and the trivia is, when George Strait started playing, he started with a group called the Rambling Country. And he had a certain specific job at that time. If you can call, can we call in Becca today?
Sure.
Is that okay? What's that number, Becca? Can you give that out or give it to me? And
the top one right there.
The top one. Okay. So if you want to call in, if that's better for you, it's 830-792-5378. 792-5378, and just tell us your answer on that. That's great. Or you can text me at 830-370-6836. What job did George Strait have when he started his music career? And you'll win a hero card, $25 value. There you go. So, okay, so I'm joined now in the studio with Becky Etzler. Am I saying that correctly?
Wow.
All right, and Becky is the executive director of the Riverside Nature Center here in Kerrville. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great of you to take time out of your busy week and your Friday afternoon to be with us. We're glad you're here.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and just to promote Riverside Nature Center and let y'all know what a great place it is and what we're doing out there.
It is an incredible place.
You've been there, I
have been
assume.
There.
All
yes.
right.
Hey, Lou,
yes.
I hate to interrupt you.
Oh, yes.
We've got somebody calling in to win that trivia. You're on the air.
I don't want to. George Strait was a ranch hand. He just got out of the army and he was going trying to get a job with a ranch hand as a ranch hand.
You nailed it.
After he went to Southwest Texas.
All right, who is this?
Yeah. This is Brian.
Hey, Brian. I'm Becca. Of course, you know Lou, the guy with the big plan there. Is he right, Lou?
He is right on. He was
awesome.
In the army.
Fantastic.
And one of the guys in our studio right now that's just listening in is a big music buff, and he didn't know the answer. So, Brian, that's really well done. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll have it here at the studio for you, Brian, to pick up at your convenience.
Perfect.
It's over at Rev FM.
That's right, at 2125 Sydney Baker.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
Thanks
Brian.
For
have
in.
A good day.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye. All right. That's great. We have a winner, and that's exciting. So, he'll have
good
a hero card.
Good
he'll
for
be
Brian.
Able to, yeah, he'll be able to save some money across town. So, all right. So back to you, Becky. Tell before we dig into the Riverside Nature Center, tell us just a little bit about you.
Sure,
please, ma'am. Where are you from, and how long you've been here, and
sure.
Anything you'd like to share with us?
I am a transplant from originally from Virginia, by way of Florida, and I like to say that you know. When you marry a Texan, you end up in Texas. So that's my story.
Okay, that's great.
I'm sticking to it.
That's exciting.
So, yeah. Well, I actually am out in Harper.
Okay.
Got about 27 acres. And being a new landowner, even though I do understand that it's just a big backyard by Texas standards, but
yeah.
There's a lot to learn. And so I put my, you know, nose to the grindstone and decided I'm going to learn everything I can about land stewardship. And so we didn't do any more harm to the property that already had been done.
Yep.
And so I learned about a group called the Hill Country Master Naturalists.
Okay. I've never
and
heard of them.
Yeah. They're a statewide organization that teaches land stewardship and natural resource education. And so got involved with them, took a training course, and lo and behold, a hobby turned into a career, and I just became very involved. And when Riverside Nature Center was looking for a director, I said,
Sign me up. Good for
that's
you.
right. So years of practice managing with veterinary hospitals and then just a love of nature, it kind of combined, and I think it's working.
So you've been in Texas then for a while. You've had this property.
We've had the property for about 10 years,
okay.
But I've actually lived here. Yeah, six years.
That's
six
exciting.
Years. So
good.
Yeah.
And you've seen some improvements to your property based
Absolutely.
On the things you've learned and
based
done.
On information through the Master Naturalists and of course Riverside Nature Center. I attended a lot of education courses through them.
Okay.
And we have seen a restoration of the native grasses. And consequently, because of that, our bird population, you know, is increasing, as well as the insects for the birds
okay.
and everything else. I mean, it just kind of all comes
works
together,
doesn't it?
It
That's
sure
exciting.
Does. It sure
and,
does.
And so I what's the oak wilt like and been like? Have you dealt with that at all?
Oh,
on your property?
I think there's very few people that haven't been affected
just
by
everybody
that.
Everybody gets that?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's it's unfortunate, but when you do talk to the Forest Service and such, might not be such a bad thing because the live oak has become so predominant in the area, and because we don't have naturally occurring brush fires to knock back, you know, what was once considered historically a savanna with just pockets of live oak motts and things like that, it's become more of a forested thing.
Okay.
So maybe Mother Nature is trying to tell us a little something. And taking back some of the trees and letting the open land
Interesting.
Expand. So
there you go.
That's one take on it.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Yeah, not much you can do for it. Is that pretty much true?
Yeah, there's you can treat with, you know, giving trees injections. Yeah, you can do that. And trenching, but it's a pretty entailed process.
That's what I've seen,
yeah.
And may not even work at that point.
It may not even work,
so
right.
That's okay. Right. Well, that's an interesting perspective on that. So what are you doing specifically over at the Nature Center?
Well, there's always something going on. And, you know, checking out our website and looking at our calendar events to keep up to date on what's happening. Currently, this coming Tuesday, we're having our second Tuesday brown bag lunch and learn. So every second Tuesday, every second Tuesday we invite folks to come over, bring their lunch with them, and invite, you know, and join in on a talk. This coming Tuesday we're going to have a local guy, Steve Stottemeyer, from the Hill Country Archaeology Association.
That'd be fun.
He's going to talk about a local archaeology site, the Gatlin site, and what kind of artifacts they have found at the site, and you know, just
that sounds really interesting.
Prehistory of Kerrville.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that that site somewhere close by?
It is. Okay. It is. It's right here in Kerr County.
That's neat.
So wish I could tell you exactly where, but I don't have that right with me. But yeah, Steve's very knowledgeable, and so if that interests you, we invite you to come on down.
What time is that?
That is at 11:30 on Tuesday.
Lasts about an hour?
About an hour.
Okay.
Right. It's $8 for members and $10 for non-members.
Okay.
But if you sign up right there and become a member that day, then it's free. So, woo-woo.
We like free. That's
good.
We
like free.
Absolutely.
We do.
And that's every Tuesday?
That's every Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
we
impressive.
Have a different speaker.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, working folks can't say that they don't have the opportunity. They can just bring their lunch and spend their lunch hour with us.
That's good.
Yeah.
Are you on Facebook?
We are on Facebook, absolutely. And I just posted last night that we've just received our Excellence Award from TripAdvisor. So,
sweet.
Yeah, all of those visitors putting in good reviews, and so we certainly enjoy that.
That's great, absolutely. Well, it's kind of silly to say, are you on Facebook these days, but I'm fairly new to it myself, so in fact, I have a young lady teaching me Facebook. She's a patient young lady.
Well, we actually did a survey and found out that a lot of our local families, our younger families with kids, they're not necessarily looking at our newsletters. They're actually, you know, giving us a call or looking up at the website. So for them to know any of the events or activities that we're having, they check out our Facebook posts.
You bet.
So
it's an incredible way to communicate.
It
absolutely.
Sure is.
And then
it
you
sure
mentioned
is.
Your website. We want to give that out to everybody that's listening.
Yeah, it's riversidenaturecenter.org.
.org. Okay.
So very easy to, you know, find us. Yeah.
Good. Good, okay.
Another event that's coming up that might be of interest is next Thursday. We have a conversation with a conservationist. That's another
you say that.
Tongue
there
twister. Blair Fitzsimmons from the Texas Agricultural Land Trust is going to come and visit us, and she is going to talk about land stewardship and how conservation easements enhance wide open spaces. And that's kind of a fun thing because we have a wine and cheese reception.
Oh, yeah.
And so get to talk to the speaker one-on-one and then listen to the program. So that's at 5:30.
I'll say that's
Thursday.
Probably not at the lunch hour.
Yeah, no. Okay. Although I guess wine's appropriate any time, probably.
Depends on who you ask, I think, right, or who you are, right?
I like her.
Yeah, I knew Becca's like, yeah, it is appropriate. That's good.
So, yeah, so next Thursday on the 10th at 5:30.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, I don't want to take for granted that everybody knows about the Nature Center. Is there a fee to come into the Nature Center?
There is no fee. No, okay. we are free to the public.
Okay.
And that's sort of unique amongst Nature Centers. A lot of them do have admission fees, mm-hmm. but we do not. We just suggest, you know, visitors that if they'd like to make a donation, since we are a nonprofit organization and all our funding is dependent upon the support and kindness of our community and our visitors. And so, we want to maintain that free to the public.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. And so, volunteer driven then.
Volunteer driven, absolutely. Okay. Staff of six. And volunteers about 150 plus, and
that's
so
good.
Absolutely,
yeah.
and nothing, we depend on them.
Yeah, and people enjoy going over there and picking some weeds on occasion, right? And
well,
trimming some stuff. Or, yeah, come on.
I think so.
There's something healthy about getting
there
your hands
is.
Dirty, right?
It's therapeutic.
It's therapeutic.
It really is therapeutic.
Yeah.
I mean, not only are you getting in your daily dose of vitamin D and K and everything else that you can get from the sun and the soil, but you're learning about the native plants, because we have our volunteers with kind of a supervising volunteer.
Okay.
And so any questions, you know, that they may have, so it's an opportunity to learn as well.
And somebody that's new to town, so I moved out of the city, Dallas, right, and we didn't have deer eating our and we had rain a lot, right? And
right.
So when I got here, and I love landscaping, so you get here and the things that you traditionally put in the yard there, that was a waste of time and money and effort, right? And so the Nature Center would be a great resource.
Absolutely.
To say, y'all could just say, put this in your front yard where the deer are and put that in your backyard where they're not, right?
Right,
and so
right,
that's a
right.
Really is a great resource, because there's a trick to it.
There is, and mm-hmm. You know, it's a, I like to say it's a real art, because if you want a native natural landscape, it does take work.
It
so,
does.
You know, it's hard work to make it look natural.
It, absolutely. And then you get it done.
Right.
Yeah, and
right.
That's a lot of fun. So what things do you need at the Nature Center? You need more volunteers? I know you have a bunch, but can you always use more?
We can always use more volunteers, and it's not just weeding.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm picking on Frank Dunlap.
Yes,
on that, who
yes.
is a friend of mine and a volunteers over there, and he always just says, "Come over and pick weeds." So
right.
Maybe he needs to put a better spin on that. Well, spin it better, Becky. Go ahead, tell me.
We have a lot of opportunities for folks from IT. We always are looking for people to help us with our computer systems and graphic design, educating youth and adults. We're constantly doing tours and programs, so we need folks that are comfortable in and educating
oh,
the
great.
Public.
Yeah.
We have folks that provide numerous. I'm drawing a blank
that's fine,
here.
That's
I'm
fine.
Sorry, Lou.
No,
but
you're doing great. The bottom line, it's not all
it's,
just
it's,
out in the garden.
It is not all out in the garden.
That's exciting. I didn't know that.
We have a new exhibit coming up, and it's called Footprints Change Over Time.
Okay.
And we're working in collaboration with the Archaeology Association with this. But we like to have our exhibits be museum quality.
Yeah.
And so folks that have that ability, artistic ability, you know, we count on our community members to help us out, volunteers as well as financially.
Yep. Okay. Always good to get some more money.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Make a donation. Well, and we have so much talent in Kerrville. We have resources that are just amazing. Right.
It amazes me on a daily basis.
Myself,
it really does.
Absolutely. So that's great. So if somebody wants to volunteer, do they just show up? Do they call you? What
they can contact us by, you know, in person. Come on in and you know, give us a holler. They can call on the phone. They can send us an email.
You want to give out the email address?
Sure. RNC.Kerrville riversidenaturecenter@gmail.com. Okay. If you don't want to remember that, just go to the website, riversidenaturecenter.org, and we've got a contact us.
Contact right there. Yeah, I saw that earlier. Yeah. Very good. That's exciting. Okay. Well, anything this weekend going on? What are the hours over there?
We're open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6.
Okay.
And this weekend, we don't have any specific programming going on, but it's always just a really nice place, you know, to bring the family.
It is.
Take a little time, walk through the nature trails.
Yeah, you can do.
And, you know, we're lucky because we do have Kerrville's city river trail right there. That's there's amazing. A trailhead in our parking lot, so you can visit us and then jump on the river trail and go on down along the Guadalupe and look at the
great
cypress
location,
turning.
You bet.
Yeah.
Beautiful time of year.
It is.
Maybe raining Saturday. We don't know. Who knows? We can't plan for that around here, right?
No. Flood or famine, right?
Yeah, we'll take it if we get it. So, well, you have big plans this weekend, Becky? Anything you're doing?
I think it'll just be one of those weekends
rest.
Where, well, if it's raining, then I'm just going to go out and stand in it and be glad that we're
good
getting some
you.
Of that.
Good for you. I like it. Absolutely. Well, listen, we thank you so much for coming on.
I appreciate,
appreciate you taking time. I know you were in San Antonio earlier today and you rushed back here to be on. And I'd like to have you on again sometime.
It would be my pleasure.
If you'd be willing to come back. And
sure.
We'll let maybe get you here in the spring when you have some different things going on and maybe a whole different set of needs that but I would just encourage our audience to if you got some time and you have some interest in volunteering, that'd be a great place to help out. So again, this is Becky Etzler and Riverside Nature Center. And again, thank you, Becky, for
Thanks,
being
Lou.
Here.
Thanks, Lou. Appreciate it.
You're welcome very much. All right, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll wrap up the show. Again, you've got the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM radio. Welcome back. We've got about 3 minutes left in our time here, so I want to make sure I cover a few things. I want to tell you about next week's show because I'm really excited. We're going to have Carrie Barnett on, and Carrie, she makes the most incredible peanut brittle in the world.
Oh, no.
I promise. Yes, it's true.
Is she bringing some with?
Absolutely. We don't get Carrie around unless she brings her stuff. And so tune in next week because you're going to want to pick up the phone and call her and order some of that for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. And then we're going to have Mark Rutherford on, our good friend.
Yes.
Yep, and that is R&R Pest Control.
Yeah.
And we'll have some fun with Mark. He can make pest control fun.
Yeah, he can.
Well, especially with Becca's help, right? Y'all are quite the team. So that's next week. I want to remind everybody that the Veterans Day Parade is next Friday at 5. You can volunteer at 3:30 at the corner of Jefferson and A Street. Mm-hmm. The parade will start at 5, but if you want to go over there early and just lend a hand getting the veterans situated, that'd be great. Love to have you do that. And then put December 6th on your calendar. We have a Christmas walk here, December 6th. Becca, are you familiar with the Christmas walk?
No, I'm not, no.
And that's a shame. So we're going to make you familiar with it. I think a lot of people know about it, a lot of them don't. So the Christmas walk, I believe, starts at 5:30 at First Baptist Church. And they spend 30 minutes there and then move to the Presbyterian Church and to the Episcopal Church and to the First Assembly Church every 30 minutes with a message at each location, and then they wrap up at the Catholic Church. So that is a fantastic evening. It's really special. It's probably the only type of event like that happening in the world where you're doing cross-denominational.
Right.
So it's really, really a time blessing. You don't have to do the whole thing. I've done it a couple times where I just did an hour's worth. So that's put that on your calendar for December 6th. We'll talk more about it. All right. So if you are in a position, you have guests coming in, for the holidays, you might reach out to Sprinkler Smart. As you recall, they're one of our participating businesses, and they would be glad to get your yard cleaned up from raking leaves, trimming trees, mowing. Those guys are great. They'll give you 10% off on any work they do. You can reach them at 830-496-1680. And that's Chris over there at Sprinkler Smart. They do incredible work, landscaping, et cetera. So get your yard in shape. And then after you've eaten all this brittle, you might want to reach out to Major Weight Loss. That's Angela Major.
Mager.
Yeah, but she it's Major Weight Loss now.
Major Weight
which
Loss
is
with Angela Mager.
Yeah, and she's incredible. She's a coach, not just for weight loss, but for overall health. And she is participating in the Hero Card as well. And she will give you 20% off if you tell her you're a Hero Card member and show the card. So
cool.
I can't promote her enough, but trust me, if you're going to eat some peanut brittle, you need to get a hold of her afterwards.